Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, July 19th, and ending on Sunday, July 25th. Well, that month went by quickly, did it not? I just posted a very interesting article about time and the way time has been seen in many cultures all the way back before Aristotle gave us past, present, and future. So you think time is moving quickly? Probably it is, in a way. So these things are interesting to ponder. You know, the Mayans told us we were in timeless time when we stepped to the top of the pyramid in 2012. And it sure does feel that way, doesn't it? So this coming week, we've got a change of sign for Venus and the Sun and a full moon on Friday. So as we listen to this forecast, remember that as we approach the full moon, we are in a growing mode. We are growing in the desire to approach the goal and get all the things we need to be successful. And we're striving. It's a striving energy. And also, the closer we get to Friday, the more enhanced our feelings become. That's a nice way of putting it. So we can expect people to be, you know, more emotional in their demonstration of the feelings that they have had building up inside, okay? And with Mercury in Cancer now, the thoughts are very centered on feelings. So even the mind is conspiring this week to make feelings prominent. And on Monday, we have the moon in Scorpio starting the day with the square to Mars in Leo at 6:15 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Can you sleep through that? I hope you can. It's probably better. If you're up, it's maybe a good idea to spend that time in silent contemplation so you don't have to engage in what could be a nasty confrontation of control, two control freaks at it. So it's not very long, though. I mean, we've had a moon trine Neptune overnight, which has been very psychic. That was over at 5:33 a.m. And so this square to Mars is not long, and it is, again, over by 6:15 a.m. Eastern Time. So, West Coast people, it's in your dreams. Then we have the moon in Scorpio with the sextile to Pluto in Capricorn at 9:40 a.m. This is a retrograde Pluto still, of course. And so we are reviewing. We're reviewing. And it's something that we can also do in terms of what do we need? What tools do we need to pick up? What things do we need to change as we approach our goal? Mercury in Cancer is square Chiron in Aries, 10:52 a.m. So while this is happening, the moon is also going square Venus in Leo, 12:27 p.m. So it's possible that people can be wounded now by issues of aggression or selfishness or, you know, be aware of that in the morning on Monday the 19th, because the moon's square to Venus, and even a Mercury in Cancer square to a Chiron in Aries isn't going to be as openly demonstrative, but the things that are happening can take seed and grow within. And so you want to just be more mindful of your interactions, and if somebody is behaving badly towards you, be more mindful of your ability to disengage that. Very interesting article that I also posted on my Facebook page, not the Astrolessons page though, about how to let go of toxic people, people that, you know, the hope springs eternal for change, but at some point you realize that change is never happening, but you don't want to let go because it doesn't seem like you're a good person if you do that. Very interesting article that you can probably find, or I could put it in the blog. I should try and do that. Put it in the written part of the blog where this link is so that you can take a look at the information because it could be important. At a certain point in time, we have to look at what's the greatest degree of love for ourselves and other people around us. So Moon square Venus, with it being Scorpio and Leo, is something that also affects financial differences. And again, the control need of the Moon in Scorpio versus the attention and dominating, I should say, need of Venus in Leo. It doesn't work. It's not comfortable. After this, we have a very, 3 minutes of, you probably won't notice them, of the Moon in Scorpio's trine to the Sun in Cancer, which would have been bringing us the harmony of the lights. If only Venus wasn't in that degree of Leo, that's what we would have had for the whole morning. But we get 3 minutes to sort of feel okay with ourselves and feel like everything's going along all right, and we get to carry that energy because that's the flow between our instinctive feelings and our outer expression and desires. So we get to bring that with us into the afternoon because the Moon goes void, of course, after the Moon trines the Sun in Cancer. So at least the ability to feel that for the afternoon in Eastern time is there. So Moon will enter Sagittarius at 5:08 p.m. Eastern and go quickly to the square to retrograde Jupiter in Pisces. And that completes at 6:32 p.m. So overdoing is definitely the potential. You know, happy hour to get over the stresses of the morning. But, you know, there are other ways other than happy hour or overindulging in anything. It's hard for travel because directions aren't clear, fog may set in, and that can be literal or, you know, metaphorical. So that's a shorter period, and it's about an hour and a half-ish as we go into the commuting time in Eastern time. So be aware. And if Mercury is having a sextil to Uranus, so you can be getting some really good information about ways to feel more secure financially, things to get for the home, perhaps, that are necessary. And that comes in at 5:38 a.m. on Tuesday morning while the Moon is going sextil retrograde Saturn in Aquarius. 11:31 a.m. is when that sextil is exact, so here we are reviewing maybe some plans and goals for the future. You know, if it's Moon in Sag, it could be education, it could be trip, long journey. There may be a reason why some long journey needs to either be postponed or moved up, depending on what the case may be. But get those details, look at those details before the end of this sextil, because after 11:31 a.m. on Tuesday the 20th, Moon in Sagittarius takes a long ride towards the square to Neptune in Pisces. And that's a retrograde Neptune, and that doesn't come in until 7:08 a.m. on Wednesday the 21st. So the details, the ideas, the information, all of this is subject to being not clear and change. And again, this is not the time, if you can arrange not to do your long distance traveling because of the definite potential for weather issues. Moon and Mars will trine And so that's Sag to Leo on Wednesday morning at 10:06 a.m. So after all this confusion, you get some fun adventures and good interactions, and feeling like moving forward can actually take place in a good way, and it can on Wednesday the 21st, once you get past 7:30 in the morning and in Eastern. And even after the trine to Mars at 10:06 a.m., there is a trine to Venus in Leo at 6:26 p.m. So that is one of the good days, quote-unquote, of the week. That period of time is very helpful and can be quite romantic when you get the Venus trine thrown in, but the Mars trine with the moon is also perhaps showing something like that. You can definitely have your conversations, particularly if you're dealing with issues about children, because Leo rules children. It's not just creative creations. It's that kind of creative creation. And so if you're looking particularly at issues about education and higher education, are you going to let the kids go back to school in person? You know, stuff like that. If you need to have those talks, Wednesday the 21st is a very good time to do so. And then we have a very short 10-minute void of course, Sag Moon, when the practical sign of Taurus is, the practical sign of Virgo isn't that either. And the practical sign is Capricorn. Yay, that's the winner. 6:36 p.m., the moon enters that structured sign. And the moon is going sextal, retrograde Jupiter in Pisces until 7:41 p.m., so there's a little bit of an upbeat energy. And here is where we have Virgo come in, because the moon, Venus enters Virgo at 8:37 p.m. on Wednesday. So we leave the, you know, the kind of happy love to love Venus, and we go into the I love you by telling you that your collar needs to be straightened and your shoes need to be shined. And, you know, by the way, you should consider doing this and that, you know, and teaching. This is the way Venus loves in Virgo. It's sometimes hard for people to receive that as love. They may receive it as criticism. And who asked you? You know, but that is really Venus's desire in Virgo, is to perfect, you know, and to also even help people feel whole and complete. So this is something, Venus is not virginal in the sense that we think of it in our modern culture. In Virgo, she may seem very put together, and again, she may be complete within herself, but it is still an earth sign. So this Venus can be engaged in physical pleasure as well, but she might have certain parameters about where that is and what the scenario needs to look like. Venus in Libra has that only in a more of an artistic, aesthetic way, whereas Venus in Virgo may be thinking about healthy, clean, and proper areas for this experience. But Venus in Virgo will also spend on things like health. She will be looking at things like career. She will want to mentor. That's another way she loves. She mentors people in Virgo. So this is something that we can expect from this Venus, and she will spend her money on health food, and maybe she's going to visit her physicians and stuff like that, different types of healing, practical things, things for the office, things that help organize life. This is what she's going to be looking at, and probably digestive enzymes, because Virgo is the sign that rules the small intestine. So that's where we decide what we want to keep and how we assimilate. So this is something you may see if you're somebody who's a health practitioner or a purveyor of vitamins and enzymes and health food, you may see a little bit more money coming in there while Venus is in this sign. And let's see, when she moves out of it, she will be in there until August 16th. That's when she goes into one of her domains, the domain of Libra. Okay, so this is a change, a shift in the wind. We are shifting out of the Cancerian energy. And we just will leave Mercury there for a short while. And we're going to be shifting into more Leo energy the next day as the Sun enters Leo at 10:26 a.m. on Thursday. And the Moon in Capricorn is all this time, since 7:41 p.m. on Wednesday, moving towards a trine to Uranus and Taurus, still direct, the one outer planet that's direct. And that doesn't complete until 6:25 p.m. on Thursday. So this is a time of exploration, again, looking at new methods and things that we may need in order to move forward. I mean, so many things change, especially in the electronic media land. You know, I mean, this is one of the reasons I never quite get myself into what I keep saying I'm going to do, because there's changes have happened since I first embarked on the idea of YouTube channels and, you know, all of this. It's possible to do things in new ways, you see. So you may be investigating those and getting some good ideas on Thursday the 22nd. The Sun in Leo now, while that comes in, this is a real focus on our self-expression. We become more aware of what we desire as an individual. And we also become protective, energy is in the sign of Leo, of those we love and of our personal domain. All right, so, and this is the financial region of enhancing our properties or enhancing our, quote, kingdom. This is the sign of the king, and the king really, but royalty. So people are looking at investing. What should I do? How should I invest? Not just financially, but also as we're looking at that moon coming in to trine Uranus and Taurus, how should I invest? You know, there's all this Bitcoin talk and all kinds of stuff. So this is on our minds, particularly during the passage of the Sun in Leo. Also, the areas of investment. You know, don't you wish you had invested in Amazon when it was a dollar per share, right? There are things that are moving and changing in the world, so it gets to be a little tricky to know where to do this, but perhaps on Thursday you'll start getting some good ideas. And the Sun in Leo is a focus on the pleasures of going to the beach. You know, entertainment is Leo, wanting to attend, you know, concerts and all kinds of, you know, plays and things like that. And if we can still do that, it's starting to get a little bit of a shadow on our happy-go-lucky, boy, looks like we can come out and play again time. Seems to be some issues on the horizon, and Venus in Virgo is going to be the one that's going to focus us on whether or not it's practical for us to do certain things. So, you know, we can keep that in mind, but the Sun in Leo wants to play. Oh, yes, and some sports also may be on our agenda, if that's where we focus. And then that is going to be with us until the 22nd of August, Sun in Leo. We may start noticing a shift as we get towards the end of the Leo energy, because we're going to the first harvest in August. And we'll start seeing change in the vegetation. Yes. and harvesting of grains and other few other things, but grains was the most emphatic because we were going to start putting things away to last us over the winter. And grains, you can preserve the flour and the different grains and have food. So anyway, this is where we are, but we still have a lot of time in the sun, and that is why the Leo energy for the sun is very strong. So now we have other factors in our life too. We have unusual heat from the sun, and so this period of the sun in Leo will bring out even more of this. So this is just something to know. We should be aware of that and finding ways to manage this experience if we are in the Northern Hemisphere. And again, the further north you are in the Northern Hemisphere, the more your area is tilted towards the sun, so you're literally closer. And that's why we've been seeing those temperatures where we've been seeing them, instead of in the tropics or something like that. All right, so be aware. I mean, if you live in an area that has never had air conditioning and you don't even have a fan, you know, go get some things. There are small things. You don't even have to worry that much about whether the grid will support certain intensified things. But we should be looking at that too. Definitely be aware you may be needing more of your air conditioning energy or cooling, ways to cool down. And, of course, hydrate. Definitely stay hydrated as much as possible, because even if you're in air conditioning, you can be dehydrating. So just be aware of that and choose your time about when to be outside and how long to be in sunlight. This is just really a factor for us now. We can ignore it, but, you know, what's the point of ignoring it, really? You know, when we can become more in alignment with what's happening, then we can behave in a way that works. So, again, Sun in Leo is the emphasis here, and that's the deal. So, you can find those ways, those unusual and different ways of dealing with these things. Thursday is a good day to do that, until 6:25 p.m. Eastern. After that, Capricorn Moon goes opposition Mercury in Cancer. So now we're, you know, it's a difficult thing. Somebody's not getting the understanding from someone else, and somebody wants to be the authority and not listen to the needs of somebody else. And that's just the way it is when Moon in Capricorn is opposing Mercury in Cancer. And that's until 3:53 a.m. on Friday. All right, and then there's a quick sextil here as we get up in the morning. Moon in Capricorn sextil, Neptune in Pisces, 8:32 a.m. is when that's exact in the Eastern time zone. And that's a time when some messages, and they may be repeat messages since Neptune is retrograde, coming in for you about, you know, how things should look in your outer life, or, you know, things to do to enhance your career or public life, and also just the general structures of life. Then we have the Moon joining Pluto in Capricorn at 12:34 p.m. And again, this is a time when in Capricorn, you're going to have like really intensified feelings. And sometimes that goes all the way to obsession with something. All right, so be aware of that, or others who are experiencing that. But there will be this very strong need to feel in control of situations, structures. The rules and regulations are being enforced. You know, and it is a time when it's positive if you're working on a project with someone and you're reviewing something, about what needs to be transformed and, you know, what you can do, that then it is an assisting energy. There's a void of course, nice long void of course after this for Capricorn Moon until the Moon enters Aquarius at 8:12 p.m. on Friday and goes toward the opposition to the Sun in Leo, which brings us our full Moon in Aquarius. 10:37 p.m. is the exact Eastern time. You know, so many people on Facebook are out there with cameras to photograph the moon, and most of the moons they're photographing are the waxing gibbous, which is the phase where it looks, well, sometimes it doesn't look quite full, but in those days, that evening before, Thursday evening, it looks full. But if you want to be real on the mark, you can be out there with your camera at 10:37 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:37 p.m. on the West Coast, and you'll get the exact full moon. So it doesn't happen that often that you're up and awake and available to actually take the exact moment of the full moon, but this happens to be one of those moments. And so you should know. Now, I am taking a look at the energy of this full moon, which is at 1 degree of Aquarius and Leo. And so those of you who have a planet or an ascendant that is in aspect to those degrees, you will be feeling this more than most others. And so what we have here is the polarity, where our instinctive feeling is for inclusiveness of larger groups of other, and also being unique, being inclined towards a more equalitarian or the idea of humanitarian energy, that's for the moon, and also the openness to change. Whereas the Sun in the sign of Leo, the polarity of Aquarius to Leo, no matter what planet it's in Leo, is the focus on the self. Again, the personal kingdom, the personal creations, the personal self-expression. And what is Leo love? Leo loves loyalty. So Aquarius can be there or not. It's not necessarily going to be reliable. It depends. You know, it's Aquarian. It's like, well, if I feel like being there, I will be. You know, if I don't, I won't. And if I'm there because you made me, you're not going to be happy I'm there. You know, that's kind of the Aquarian credo. So this is a polarity of experience. And what is happening with this 1 degree of Leo and Aquarius is no actual completely exact aspect. It is a separating moon. It was on Pluto, as we recall. We would still say it was in orb because it's only 6 to 7 degrees away from this Pluto, but it's carrying that energy to another place. It's not coming in. So it's really, you know, it has an approaching aspect, which is 9 degrees away, and that's to Saturn. So something is going to come in at some point after this full moon to sort of put the regulation energies in on the changing, but it isn't right now. And the same holds true for the Sun in Leo in terms of approaching an opposition to Saturn, but that takes days. That's over a week away. So, you know, there isn't much here, except there is one thing, which is the trine and the sextil to Vesta in Libra. And Vesta is one of the asteroids. She is, though, very important in everything is energetically. And her domain is the protection of the home and the hearth. She's the goddess, the hearth-keeping goddess. She is the goddess, the Vestal Virgin, who tends the eternal flame, you know. And so where she is something that matters a lot to you, you know. So it's Vesta in Libra is we're looking at the desire energy to keep the flame of truth and justice and harmony going. So she is the energy that will be helping us deal with the opposition that I described of Leo to Aquarius, you see, because she's trying to bring those two opposing energies together in a harmonious way. She is sextile the Sun in Leo. She is trine the Moon. And actually, that's approaching within a degree, even less than a degree. So that she is the one, Vesta, keeper of the hearth. So, and she was the great priestess energy also. So the priestess of peace and harmony and beauty and, you know, not really commitment, but contract, you know, making some sort of a come together with an agreement kind of energy. She's there for that during this full moon. So it's not completely impossible, but we have to look to the asteroid. And believe me, asteroids make a difference. You know, you have a young woman in the House of Representatives who has a moon in Aries, which would make her intensely warrior-like to begin with. And she has Pallas, the asteroid Pallas Athena, conjunct that moon in Aries, making her famous as a warrior. And that's, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So it makes a difference. Don't discount these energies. In fact, that Pallas that I just mentioned in this lunar event is conjunct Neptune, retrograde in Pisces. So there's a warrior here for the more spiritual energies to be enhanced in our meditations and in looking at truth, you know, and how we are going to manage life. And this is a conjunction that is sextile our Pluto, reviewing the goals and things in life. We also have an asteroid that was turned into a dwarf planet by the astronomers. And that's Ceres, the goddess of grains, and she's in the sign of food, Taurus. And what she is in a square to Mars in Leo. And so Mars in Leo is looking at promoting its kingdom and its finances and its investments. And Ceres is looking at how can we get finance and food to everyone. And she's quite concerned about those things. And she happens to be a sextile at this point, the Pallas Neptune conjunction and trine Pluto. So we may make some headway here, thanks to our asteroid goddesses. They're the ones that are stepping up. Because Mercury, the mind is so sentimental and maybe daydreaming and so focused on security. It's like wants to be taken care of, and it is going into the opposition to Pluto. Pluto's not interested. But we can use that Mercury in our meditations. We can use meditations for that Mercury and, you know, start to connect to the providing force that is in always, whether we're experiencing it or not. Okay? So the Venus in Virgo is opposing Jupiter. So we've just come off a period of excessive thought. But an interesting thing about Venus opposing Jupiter is that there's an old expression, penny wise and pound foolish. So that's like, you know, you're having a big party and you want to buy the most expensive champagne, but you get the cheapest caviar, you know. It's like there's just an inequality between, you know, your ability to discern the proper measure in different situations. So that's something that's going on as we are in the full moon energy. And we are still, of course, in the orb of the Saturn-Uranus squares. And this is something that I spoke to some, I was on a call with a group that I belong to, and someone said to me, why is my computer not functioning? And Mercury, I thought Mercury is direct. And I said, you know, the thing is, it's not just one thing. With astrology, I mean, it is. Right now, we're finding out our limitations in the realm of electronics and what we need to do about that. We are just, believe it or not, in the infancy stage. And we are working with old paradigms that have to shift, and it is not an easy thing. So we keep trying to solve our problems with old paradigm thinking. So we should be putting it out there in our hopes and prayers for our new paradigm to reveal itself in a gentle and loving way so we can work on Saturn, his work, our issues with computers and with change in general, because we still have that change and the resistance to change. That is still part of the learning as we go through now. So that's what I think about the full moon. And again, where it falls in your chart and if it's connecting to planets or the ascendant or midheaven is going to make it more for you. And if you need to know, you can reach me and have a chart read. And that's the way to know the individual energies always. So going into Saturday, the 24th, we have had a Mercury in Cancer trine Neptune. Coming in exact in the afternoon, 12:35 p.m. Saturday. So we've got a lot of at this point it could be wishful thinking, but it is psychic message that you can receive, and it would be a good idea to allow yourself to take some of that in. We do have, unfortunately, the moon moving to the conjunction to Saturn, and then the square to Uranus for Saturday the 24th. For the Eastern time zone, this comes in, the conjunction to Saturn, 2:25 p.m., the square to Uranus, 8:43 p.m., and it's not moving towards anything other than an opposition to Mars in Leo, which is Sunday until 7:14 p.m. So the weekend, 24th and 25th, has its issues. It's not that you can't do anything. It's just that you might not maybe want to, or things may change, or there may be some kind of restrictions due to weather or communications or money or, you know, attitudes that come in on Saturday. And definitely attitudes are in for Sunday the 25th, because while the moon in Aquarius is opposing Mars in Leo until 7:14 p.m., we've also had Mercury in Cancer come into the exact opposition to Pluto, 4:15 p.m. So people just don't seem to be on the same page, you see. And that's with an exclamation point after the end of that sentence. So be aware of this when you're planning. And, again, it isn't going to affect everybody listening to this in the same way. And some of you will have a very short encounter with something, and it won't be a big deal. And again, this has to do with your own personal chart. All right? But just know that this isn't the happy-go-lucky weekend where everything clicks and flows and everything's just perfect and, you know, unless you happen to be having a Jupiter sitting on your sun or something like that in your birth chart. After 7:14 p.m., things look up a bit. This is a void, of course, Moon in Aquarius, which at this point feels much better than the rest of the time it was in there. And it will enter Pisces at 11:30 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone, 8:30 p.m. out west. And it will be moving to the conjunction to Jupiter, 11:56 p.m. So that's 26 minutes of a very uplifting and a very expansive energy, optimism, maybe a little overly optimistic, but it's been a kind of a rough time. We feel like we want to lift up. But that Pisces moon is going to oppose Venus on Monday, and that is 9:04 a.m. So here we have another polarity. The I want to be in control versus everything is so wavy and unclear. So anyway, that's how the week ends, Sunday the 25th. And when we look at next week, we're going to be seeing three sign changes for planets. We had the Sun go into Leo, Mercury will follow. And that's on Tuesday. We have Jupiter retrograding out of Pisces and re-entering Aquarius. That's on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, Mars leaves Leo and goes into Virgo. Okay, so that's what we'll be talking about next week. And as always, I wish you all the best with the energies on the way, and I'll say goodbye for now.